Thank you, Lord.
Well, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, open up to the book of Philippians, chapter 4. And we're going to start in verse 4. I'm just continuing down this path of knowing that our identity is in Christ and connecting to that identity and looking at what this tells us about who we can be in Christ through this experience. Amen. So in verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Now, if you do a word study on that word always, you go to the original language, you break it down, it means all the time, right? That's what it means always. It's pretty simple. Now, that's not always an easy thing to do, is it? We live in a fallen world. We deal with fallen people. Sometimes even the people we go to church with can be fallen in our midst. Amen. And so it's not easy to always just give thanks to the Lord. But let me tell you, it's vital. It's vital. If you're walking through life and you're overwhelmed by what's going on around you, the way that you become unoverwhelmed by what's going on around you is becoming overwhelmed by his presence. Man, you've been woven into the fabric of his existence. You are in Christ. That ought to occupy every piece of your mind when you go into a situation. Like I've said before, when you wake up in the morning and you ask yourself, who am I today? Who am I? If your answer is anything other than I'm a man or a woman in Christ, you need to stop, recalibrate, and start over. Because that is the place from which you live. That is the place where victory flows from in your life. That's the only way that you're going to walk this thing out successfully. Amen? So you're a man or woman in Christ. But rejoice in the Lord always, Paul says. And again, I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Now you can let your gentle spirit be known because the Lord is near. You can rejoice always because the Lord is near. You don't have a reason to be upset. I don't care how bad it is. I care how bad it is. But I don't care what you're going through, the Lord is near. How do you get overwhelmed by his presence in those situations? Give thanks at all times. Scripture tells us the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Amen? So how do you manifest his presence in your situation? You give him praise and honor, no matter what it looks like. It could be bleak and dark, and they could be coming for the house or the car or whatever it is. But to stop and say, Lord, I don't care what it looks like. I surrender to you, and I will give you praise and honor and glory in this situation. Lord, you're so good to me. You've made it happen time and time again. And you just start reciting all the faithfulness of God in your life. Let me tell you how a peace that passes understanding comes on the scene in that situation. Amen. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. This all goes back to that previous statement, the Lord is near. You can be anxious for nothing because the Lord is near. In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the language of faith. We don't have to go to God and beg him to do stuff he's already done. John 19:30, it's finished. Tetelestai. He's done it. He's made the way. It's been accomplished in him. All the promises of God are, yes, in Jesus. You know what else is in Jesus? You. All the promises are, yes, in him, and you're there. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing. Now, if that's not the experience you're having, give thanks in all things. It'll change your experience. Complaining is the language of unbelief. Stop yourself when you hear it come out. Lord, why did they call me today and ask me that? No. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you that they called me today so that now I can pray for them. Now, whatever stress or drama they try to bring you, you flip it around. You make the enemy regret that he had them call you. Because you're going to call down fire. You're going to call down the glory of God in their life. They may get saved over that situation. Give thanks in all things. And by your prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we're not begging God for stuff. It's not about how, oh, Lord, I need this. You got to do this. You got to come through for me in this situation. No, beloved, he came through for you already. You got to remember, you've been grafted into him. It's already done. Get a hold of that. Stop looking at what the deficit is and look at what you have in Christ. If God orders your steps, and he does, then whatever you're facing in this moment, in some way, is the will of God for right now. Does that mean he doesn't love you? Does that mean he's doing bad things or playing with you like a kid with a magnifying glass? No. His desire is to work everything in your life together for your good. And on the other side of it, it'll be better than it ever could have been any other way. Because that's the faithfulness of God. He knows what's best. Where we trip up is by focusing on the wrong thing. How do you give thanks at all times? You focus on his goodness, not what you're lacking. Beloved, this life is a vapor. This is the shortest thing we'll ever do in eternity, is this time we have here. This is just boot camp for reigning with him for all eternity. We should learn these lessons quick and now and default to give thanks in all things, no matter what it looks like. So what happens? Now, this keeps building. You let your gentle spirit be known to all men because the Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing because the Lord is near. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God because the Lord is near. You don't have to bombard the gates of heaven to try to get your prayer and supplication heard. It doesn't have to get past your nose. He's in there. What happens when you're doing this? Now, the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. That peace will guard your heart and your mind in every situation. I've called it before stupid peace. It's peace that don't make sense. How can you have peace in a situation where it looks like everything is coming to an end? Where you feel like you have no hope? Give thanks. Rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. Be anxious for nothing. Why? Because the Lord is near. That's how you have peace like that. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute or reputation, if there is any excellence, and if anything is worthy of praise, dwell on these things. He's giving us a roadmap here. He's giving us a pattern of living. The bad situation, the thing the enemy's doing, is none of the things in this list. We got to get our eyes off what the enemy's doing. Beloved, what is God doing? What has God done for you? Put yourself in remembrance of that. And when I say remembrance, I mean remembrance like anamnesis at the altar, the making present of the once and for all thing that was done for us. Put yourself in remembrance of what he already did. What does that do? It causes you to practice his presence. He inhabits the praise of his people. If you're in a situation where you feel like you can't feel God, you can't sense God, and you need him on the scene, stop what you're doing and give praise. He shows up quick. Truth is, he's already there. The Lord is near. But you want to feel that? Give him praise. Think on these things. Dwell on these things. That keeps you from focusing on the wrong thing. And when you recognize that, you know what, I shouldn't be spending my mental energy on this, I should rehearse again the goodness of God in my life. The things that you've learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. This is Paul talking to the people in Philippi. And the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, and now at last you've revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before me. He's talking here about how they were supporting him, both in prayers and financially as he's there. He's been in jail for most of this time, right? Not that I speak from want. You notice that? If anybody had a right, Paul, beaten, left for dead multiple times, imprisoned, constantly rejected, the apostle of in Christ. But no, I don't speak from want, for I've learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. Did you hear that? Whatever circumstances I am. No matter what you're going through, Christ is with you in it. I am is on the scene. You can be content with whatever it looks like on the outside, because on the inside, you've got a peace that passes understanding, that keeps your heart and your mind. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. Amen. You know why? Because Paul wasn't moved by what he saw or what he experienced. He was moved by what he believed. That's the essence. What you believe about God in those moments is more important than what you can see. I've learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. Listen to verse 13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me, or in him who strengthens me. If you're going to be in Christ at all times. Don't do the hokey pokey with it. I'm in Christ, I'm out of Christ. I'm in Christ, I'm out of Christ. Don't drag that old man around and stick him in situations that you want to have him deal with for you. No, be in Christ. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. If he orders your steps, and he does, no matter what you're facing, you have strength for, because the Lord is near. Nevertheless, you've done well to share with me in my affliction. You yourselves also know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel, after I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, but you alone. For even in Thessalonica, you sent a gift more than once for my needs. Not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek for the profit which increases to your account. He was more concerned with their harvest for having sown a gift than whether or not he got something from them. He was more concerned with them walking out that cycle of faith with the Lord. Verse 18, but I've received everything in full and have an abundance. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus, what you've sent, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. Verse 19, and my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. That's why you can give praise and glory and honor to him at all times and make your need known to him, make by prayer and supplication. Because one, he already knows, and two, he's already supplied it. How? In Christ. If all the promises of God are yes and amen in Jesus, and the Father takes you and places you in Jesus, then you have everything you need. Jesus is the glorious riches of God. All this material stuff is just material stuff. It will all burn. A preacher friend of mine, one time somebody asked him, don't you believe in global warming? He said, no, I believe in global melting. The whole thing's going to burn. And there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Stop worrying about all that stuff. It's all going to burn, this material stuff. But you have everything you need because you've been placed in Christ. So for whatever it is, my God will supply all your needs. And he's using that as an example because he just told them how he's been supplied. Then he goes on, now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. What's he doing? He's giving thanks in all things. He's not there with them. He's in whatever situation, recovering from whatever beating, in whatever prison cell. But his first thing is still, glory be to God. So that's it. That's how you stop being overwhelmed in your circumstance and be overwhelmed by his presence. Why? Giving praise and honor and glory to God in all things. Because the Lord is near. He's always near. We got to stop being moved by what we feel and what we see and rest in what we know that the Lord is near. Amen? In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.